Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24-7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. Greetings, world. I'm Daniel West. Coming up this afternoon, we join the game between the Centaurs and the War Beasts, but first, a quick check of the scoreboard. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sounds, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. All right, now to the scoreboard. The Worms defeated the Compost 11-0. The Macs lead the PCs 13-1 in the top of the ninth, and the Hoverboards and Flying Cars are tied at 7 somewhere in the future. Now, without further ado, we join Bagman and Dave Rogers for Baseball in Whatever Time Zone.
So then I said, hey, what a wonderful time to play, to work and play, and get along with each other.
Well, that's so deep. Did you come up with that?
No, it was a philosopher.
Philosopher? Do you know who?
No, I don't. Oh, Ron. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I am Bagman, that's Dave Rogers, and we...
Wait, that's Dave Rogers?
He's...
No. I am not letting that pass. You're going to start the show off with referring to me like I'm a creature, some kind of beast.
I didn't say it like that.
Yeah, you did. That's Dave Rogers.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, but you can say he's Dave Rogers. Give me some sense of humanity.
Excuse me. I'm Bagman. He's Dave Rogers.
Thank you. I am appeased. You can carry on. I demand no gifts this time.
All right. Excuse me. I'm Bagman. He's Dave Rogers. We welcome you to... Where are we, Dave?
I don't know. We're in another dimension.
We are in another dimension. The Centaurs and the War Beasts tied at 2 here in the bottom of the 7th inning. The War Beasts...
They don't have anyone on because we started the inning.
Right. So forget all that. The first batter...
Why is this an alternate dimension?
Because they're running around the bases backwards.
Oh, as in, like, moonwalking?
Moonwalking. No, they're actually running counterclockwise.
You mean clockwise?
No, the clocks go the other way in this dimension.
Oh. Wait, I'm confused. So, is it from their frame of reference or from ours?
What are you talking about, Dave?
Is it counterclockwise if it's their clockwise way?
Dave, you're confusing yourself. Anyway, we move on to the bottom of the 7th inning. War Beasts and the Centaurs here. The Centaurs lead things off, and the batter is Dave's cousin.
Yes, it's actually my cousin.
Now, how do you know each other?
Are you serious? How do I know my cousin?
Well, I know he's your cousin, but I mean, like, how close are you related?
No, we were distantly related.
First pitch is fouled back, 0-1 the count.
Now, how close are you?
Like, in terms of, like, do I call him often?
No, I mean, like, how... By bloodline, how...
How often do you call him?
By bloodline.
Oh, he's very distant. Like, more distant than the Lakers in the playoffs.
Ah! All right. Okay. Really?
That was funny, wasn't it?
No, not that funny. The next batter...
Wake up, Bagman. The next batter...
The next pitch is fouled off, and the count is 0-2.
Yeah, so this is the alternate league.
This is the alternate league.
So is this where, like, all the World Series champions are losers?
It's not that much of an alternate reality.
What if it was? What if PCs are greater than Macs? What if Hostess was still a company?
Hostess is still a company.
Oh.
The next pitch, ground ball foul.
He has a lot of foul balls here.
He does have a lot of foul balls here. Thank you for that wonderful analysis, Dave. I feel like you're learning.
I am learning. I took notes. Like, all last night, I was just up watching sports and taking notes.
I'm glad to hear that, Dave. The next pitch. Ground ball to second. Picking it up is the second baseman, and there's one out. So again, we're here in the bottom of the 7th. One out between the Centaurs and the War Beasts tied at 2. The Centaurs at bat, and the next batter is Jack.
Seems legit.
Yeah, that's his name. It's just Jack.
Okay.
Don't you just love our theme music?
I'm sorry, what?
I just wanted to say, we have some amazing theme music. First pitch, base hit, left field.
You said that so dramatically, you're like, the pitch. You gonna narrate movies?
No, why?
Because you're like, Thursday, the pitch, ball one.
All right, Dave, I get it.
I almost sound like an announcer man, didn't I? Welcome. Excuse me.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't offend him anymore.
That's right. He had a lawsuit, right?
Yeah, we can't talk about it, remember?
Confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, well, it was part of the lawsuit.
Part of the settlement.
Yeah, it was part of the settlement. So the next batter here is the Hobbit.
Wait, the Hobbit?
Yes, the Hobbit.
Not the Hobbit?
Yes, the Hobbit.
You mean the Hobbit?
Yes, the Hobbit.
Oh. The Hobbit?
Yes, Dave, the Hobbit, the Hobbit.
Oh, the Hobbit, not a Hobbit.
Right. How long are you going to go on with this?
I don't know, just... Oh, I get it now. He's the Hobbit.
Yes, that's what I've been telling you.
Like Bilbo, the Hobbit?
Yes, Bil... Yes. Who else is the Hobbit?
Anyone who's just a noun version of a Hobbit.
No, I didn't mean it like that. Whatever. How many are on?
One guy's on. He just got a base hit.
Right. Who's he?
The dude before this guy.
Who was who?
Jack.
Right. And before that was your cousin who got out.
Right.
So we're all set.
We're all clear. We're all clear. We got this. We got this. I have this. You have this.
We got this. We are fine broadcasters, aren't we?
Yeah, we look so professional.
By that, you mean I'm wearing a suit and you're in your pajamas.
Well, it is radio. You weren't supposed to tell them.
Well, you said we're fine broadcasters. There's the visual, ladies and gentlemen. I'm in a suit and Dave's in his pajamas.
Well, that's fun.
So Bilbo got walked there.
He did get walked. He does a lot of walking.
Was that a joke?
No, it was an observation. It is a funny observation, because he does do...
I know he does a lot of walking. Very funny. So, Bilbo's on. The other guy's on. Who's on first?
Oh, please, don't start this. That's another show.
No, I'm asking you, who's on first?
Jack.
Jack's... No, no, Jack's on second.
I thought, what's...
No, we're not going there. Jack is on second.
And who is on first?
No, who is not on first? It's the Hobbit.
The Hobbit?
The Hobbit is on first. Jack is at second.
Can we actually get them some real names as opposed to these nouns and pronouns? Man, who named these people?
I don't know. You want to ask their parents?
No. Would they know?
Would their parents know who named them?
Yeah, would they?
Think about that question, Dave.
Probably not.
The next batter is Bob Record. Bob Record, a right-hander from...
Lithuania.
Oh, not Houston.
Well, it might be a small suburb of Houston. I don't know. I've never been.
You've never been to Lithuania?
No, Houston.
Oh.
The first pitch is a ground ball back to the pitcher. He's going to throw for the force out at third, and that's the second out.
Wait, how is there a force out at... Oh, I get it. Never mind.
Dave, have you watched baseball before?
Yeah, like the last 5 weeks.
That's it?
I mean, I caught some stuff on YouTube before that, but...
Are you serious? You've never watched baseball? Last week you told me you didn't know we were on radio.
I thought we were on TV.
So now that you know we're on radio, you're wearing pajamas.
Yep, that's exactly it, man. Take advantage of the industry that you're in.
So you wear pajamas to do a baseball game?
Oh, yeah, no one's going to see this.
Well, I guess you're right.
Well, no one's going to see that suit either, which might be a good thing.
Hey.
I mean, do you know what an iron is?
Dave, please. Please. The next batter.
Get your notes straight, dude. Get your notes straight. You're like fumbling here. Who's the next batter?
Who is not the next batter?
I know. The next batter here is because Bagman's still looking for his notes. I'm going to take over. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Baseball with Dave Rogers. The next batter is Scented Candle.
Don't be funny.
No, it's his name.
You're kidding.
No, it's Scented. Look at this.
So you want to see? It is Scented Candle. My apologies, Candle family. I had no idea you named your child Scented.
Well, got to take advantage of it when it comes.
That's right. Take advantage of a baby.
Right. Name him what you want him.
Name him what you want to. So the batter is Scented Candle. The first pitch to Scented Candle is up near his head and high for ball one.
Why'd you get silent?
Because it's the art of broadcasting. I told you this before. Before a big play, you get quiet.
Yeah, but there's no big play.
You anticipate the big play. It's like catching a fish.
How is calling a baseball game like catching a fish?
You know, I never really thought about that analogy. That's a very flawed analogy. Thank you for pointing that out, Dave. That is a highly flawed analogy. I stand corrected.
You are corrected. Actually, you sit corrected.
I sit corrected. Are you just going to tell them everything we're doing in the studio while we're on radio?
I'm not going to tell them you're... I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, please. Please don't. So, who's the batter?
Would you please? It's Scented Candle.
Scented Candle. The count's 2-2 against Scented Candle. And the pitch is upstairs for ball three. So Scented Candle on here with the Hobbit at second base and someone at first base.
Blaze? I mean first base.
First base.
Unless they call it Blaze in this league.
Right, but they're going the other way.
Right, which is the right way in this one.
Which is the wrong way to us.
So is it the right way or the wrong way?
It's the right way to them, the wrong way to us.
So it's like morals?
No, it's not. Dave, don't get deep, please.
I'm not getting deep. I am getting deep, actually.
And there's a line drive base hit into right field. One run's going to score, and now another's going to score. So it's 4-2 Centaurs against the War Beasts.
Well, that's wonderful. The Centaurs scored two runs.
All right, that's cool.
Wait, that's all you got? You're like, this is an epic game we're in, and you're like, eh, that was fine. Bleh, I'm Bregman. I mean, you could be Batman, but that's your thing. He's Batman, you're Bagman. It's just like, why am I not doing a great job with broadcasting? Because I'm Bagman. I don't have to.
That's kind of true, actually.
That is kind of true. By the way, why did they call you Bagman?
I'm not going to reveal it because I was offended. Last time that happened, I was highly offended. Because Daniel messed up the whole thing.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he said, it's going to be Dave's name revealed. So then everyone tweeted me all week, is it going to be Dave's name? I had to fend off all these tweetings.
Tweetings?
Twitter people.
You call them tweetings?
What are you supposed to call them?
Tweeters, not tweetings. Tweetings?
Dave?
I'm offended. Tweetings?
Dave, calm down. So I had to fend off all these people on social media saying, hey, what's Dave's name? And then it turns out it was my name and he messed it up.
And he roasted you on Twitter.
He roasted me on Twitter. Look it up. Bagman at Bagman Rogers.
Why isn't my name first?
Because I'm the lead analyst and you're not.
Excuse me. Wow, getting personal up in here. Some shade being thrown.
No one's going to get that.
Yeah, they are. So much shade in here I can barely see.
All right, okay.
Ooh, shade.
Dave.
Someone grow a tree in here because there's a lot of shade.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Shade.
Dave. Excuse me.
What just happened?
That guy got out.
Who was that guy?
Blue Pen got out.
Oh, well, sorry there. Maybe you should switch to the traditional ink.
Dave, that's uncalled for. Can't make fun of people's names.
I didn't. Their parents did.
Dave, please. Please.
I'm sorry. It's been one of those days. You know, my car was in the shop.
You don't own a car.
Well, my invisible car. I have an imaginary car. It was in the shop.
I'm sorry to hear that. Daniel, please take it away. Help us out. We're going to send it back to the studios. Bottom of the seventh inning. Well, seventh inning stretch. Top of the inning stretch. I don't know what stretch it is. We'll be back after this. Daniel?
Thank you. I'm Daniel West, back here in the studios with the score, the Centaurs 4 and the War Beasts 2.
All right, it's time again for the question of the week. Who lost the 1975 World Series? We're going to get you that answer and send you back out to the game when we return. Again, the trivia question of the week, who lost, not who won, who lost the 1975 World Series? We'll get to that answer and send you back out to the game. You're listening to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone, live on Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lancerradionetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Pasadena City College strives to help all student veterans and military attend college and succeed, whether or not you are using your GI Bill benefits. Veteran services are provided in the following PCC areas: GI Bill certification, counseling, educational planning, health and psychological services, and more. For more information, please contact Patricia D. Orange Martin at 626-585-7226.
Start your bachelor's degree at PCC. Students completing general education requirements and lower division requirements for their major at PCC can transfer to a university as a junior. Once there, students can focus on courses in their major. To find out more information, Visit www.pasadena.edu/transfer or contact Tamika Alexander at 626-585-7287.
The Career Center is not just a place, but a team of caring people. Our mission is to assist you in finding the work that you love and were meant to do. From finding a part-time job in order to support yourself while you're in school, to finding an internship, or finding the major or career that is just right for you. We are here to help you clarify your dream, plan the steps, and learn the skills that will make it come true. For more information, check us out on the web at www.pasadena.edu, then select Student Services, then Career and Jobs, or visit us in the L103 building. Our hours are 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday. We have a lot of resources to guide you on your journey, as well as many job opportunities. Stop by anytime. You're always welcome.
I'm majoring in political economics, and I'm here at PCC because I actually graduated young at about 16, and I just wanted a good transition school into a university where I could still work and it would be inexpensive.
Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Streaming live 24/7 at LancerRadioNetwork.org.
Welcome back to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone. I'm Daniel West. Before we get you back out to Bagman and Dave, we have the answer to the question of the week. You're listening to Lancer Radio Network, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org. Before the break, the question was, who lost the 1975 World Series? The correct answer, the Boston Red Sox. Congrats to Bob in Metroville for getting the correct answer. He'll receive a special prize pack when we actually get around to creating one. And now, back out to the stadium, we'll rejoin in the ninth inning alongside Dave Rogers. Here's Bagman.
Thank you, Daniel. I failed to mention, my apologies, hand over my heart.
He's not actually holding his hand.
Dave, you do not have to say everything that's not, they can't see.
I'm not mentioning everything, I'm just mentioning the major stuff.
May I finish?
Yes, you may finish. You are forgiven.
What did I do?
I don't know, but you're forgiven of it.
Well, thank you. I failed to give out my signature bit here. So whether you're listening to us from the quad on the PCC campus or from within a tree, we welcome you to Baseball in Whatever Time Zone as we move to the bottom of the ninth inning. The Warbeast took the lead, scoring four runs in the bottom of the...
How'd they score four runs in the bottom of the inning when they're the road team?
Magic.
Oh, okay.
Well, they scored... Actually, it was the top of the eighth inning. They scored four runs and now lead it... What was it? Four, five, six?
Six runs. Bagman.
I mean, I know you're the one with the degree in mathematics.
I told you last week. I just took classes. I majored in it. I didn't pass.
I'm not even all that wasted money.
No, but I get to tell people I majored in mathematics.
It was all for that.
Yeah, just so I can say that and do basic mathematics.
Okay, well, thanks for that info. What's the score?
It's 6-4, Bagman.
It's 6-4. Thank you, Dave. So whether you're listening
No, you told us from within a tree. Yeah, I know. I got a bird getting me an email. He tweeted me. Ah, he tweeted. Sorry.
So the Warbeast scored six runs.
No, they scored four runs.
They scored whatever. The score is 6-4. That's the point here.
You know, this game's been crazy. It's like Michael Jackson's fifth album.
What do you mean?
It's off the wall.
Dave, that was bad.
That was bad, Dave.
Well, it's not dangerous.
I know. I just didn't like the way it made me feel.
I don't care. I'm not going to stop till I get enough.
Dave, please. Why are you always going to be starting something?
I don't know. It's just my human nature.
All right. All right. Okay. All right. Can we just beat it? Thank you. So the first batter, if I can get my notes straight here.
That means there's never going to be a batter.
Hey, Dave.
You never get your notes straight.
Dave.
Sorry. That's funny, though. You're like, if I get my notes straight, we'll play baseball. We'd still be playing without a DH.
All right, okay.
Or helmets.
Please.
No, I'm just serious. We'd still be with like six balls and four strikes if we were waiting for Bagman to get his notes straight. We'd still be like the Dodgers would be in Brooklyn and.
Okay, we get it. My notes are messy. So with one out here, because we've talked through an entire batter.
Who was up?
I don't know. Some guy named Man with No Helmet.
Oh. Good thing he's out. I wouldn't want him to be on base or at the plate.
He was at the plate.
Without a helmet? That's madness.
Well, he didn't get hit in the head.
That's good.
The next batter is Cat Video with one out here in the bottom of the ninth as, who is this, the Centaurs?
The Centaurs are attempting to win this game.
Maybe you should do the play-by-play since you're describing everything.
You mean like how you're walking around the studio eating a bowl of cereal?
You are not supposed to reveal these trade secrets.
Well, I just discovered one radio. I thought everyone could see you eating the bowl of cereal.
Help.
It's been a hard day's night, huh?
We're not starting pun wars with the Beatles, please.
Can't buy you love.
Dave, did you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
So did he get on base?
He did get on base. So that was a...
You're like a musical artist. You're like, that was so-and-so with a hit.
You have any more glowing recommendations?
No, I'm just saying. You sound like you're running a music station. Your notes are so messy. You're like, this guy got a hit. And that was so-and-so playing...
Yeah, okay. That's hilarious.
You seem highly amused.
I'm very amused. Can't you see me laughing? I'm tickled by that. What?
I just... You look so humorous. I wanted to give you a few seconds to laugh.
All right. In case you didn't know, there's a baseball game going on here.
Yeah, and a guy's on base.
Right, a guy's on base, and the count is 2-2 to... this isn't actually his name.
What, cough syrup?
No, that's impossible.
Well, if his last name's Syrup.
Who's naming these children?
I don't know. Maybe it's just the naming wheel.
The naming wheel? Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle for a base hit, so two men on.
Wait, the tying run's at the plate.
No, the tying run's at first base.
Oh, well. No, I thought the other guy was at first base. Cough syrup.
No, the tying run is not his name.
I know, but... No, it's not his name.
The tying run is not his name.
Oh, because I thought you just said his name was cough syrup.
Right. Whatever, Dave. Whatevs. Whatevs, man.
You're trying to be cool like me, huh? Whatevs. Like the cool kids say.
I don't even know how to respond to that.
Yeah, because you don't know how to. You need to have a cool comeback. But I just throw more shade.
Dave, can we please just stop with the... Anyway, just do whatever you want to.
Great, I'm gonna go leave here and eat a sandwich.
You can wait. Can you wait like 15 minutes to have your sandwich? Like every time in the ninth inning, you want a sandwich. Please. The next batter is Petey Eastman. Petey Eastman, the right-hander, takes the first pitch upstairs for ball one. On a totally unrelated note, I just thought of this, had nothing to do with the batter. Today would have been Dr. Seuss's 112th birthday.
Well, that's fascinating. When's that one coming out?
When's what coming out?
That book.
No, that's not a book. That's when... Today would have been Dr. Seuss's 112th birthday.
Oh, I thought you were saying that was the name of his new book.
No.
Like, he released one. What? Which pet should I pet or something?
Which pet should I get?
Right, it was something like that. You sure it was?
I know the name of the book. It was Which Pet Should I Get?
Oh. So, 112, huh?
Yeah.
I thought that was the name of the book for me. I was like, that doesn't rhyme. It can't be Dr. Seuss.
No, I was saying he'd be 112 today.
Oh. How about that?
So with one out and two runners on base, Petey Eastman at the plate, and Petey.
Petey. Petey?
P-D.
You have to slow down when you say it. Like P-D. He can't be Petey.
People think that's his name. Petey.
Like a rapper.
That was P. Diddy.
Oh.
Do you have any, like, modern references?
No, I was born in the 90s. I don't.
You have... Never mind. Who is this? He got walked.
Yeah, Petey Eastman got walked.
Right.
The light is red.
Dave, don't go there.
Just some days, doing this game with you is just...
It's tough.
It is tough. How'd you know that?
Because I do it in the mirror to myself sometimes, and I'm like, man, this dude is a hard analyst to work with.
You do games in the mirror?
Oh, yeah, that's how I practice. I'm like, here's the pitch, and then I say something, and I annoy myself.
You're kidding.
No, I mean, I'm in the mirror. I'm like, ground ball to second base, and this other dude comes in, and he's like, that was a great play. Have you seen that new chicken movie or whatever? And I'm like, dude.
And it's all you.
Yeah, it's all me. I get so annoyed.
So why don't you change?
It's kind of entertaining.
You're right. It is kind of entertaining. So the bases are loaded now. With a double, pretty much the game's tied.
Yeah, pretty much. And here we are just blabbing away, not caring anything for this ball game. What a crime. What a crime to radio.
Well, when you put it like that, I don't know what to say. I'm so disappointed. The next batter is Scared Civilian.
Really?
Yeah, he's from a movie.
Oh, which one?
Most of them.
Oh. Is it the Scared Civilian with the blue shirt or the red shirt?
He's wearing a green shirt.
Oh, I've seen that guy. He was in, like, Terminator and stuff.
Right, you know I'm talking about.
Yeah. Scared Civilian, number 57?
53.
Oh, okay.
52 had a lighter green shirt.
Oh, okay.
First pitch to him, popped up, foul ground and behind the plate.
That's right, that's what it was.
That's what it was. I think you mailed it in, Dave.
No, are you kidding? I sent it to the post office a week ago. I'm done, baby. I got nothing left to offer. Peace out. I would drop this mic, but it's worth more than my checking account, so I'm going to leave it.
Right. That's a good idea.
But if not, if I had money, I'd be like, mic drop, bam, and just walk out of here.
You would drop the mic?
Oh, yeah, I'd pay for another one. I'd be like, see you later, suckers, and just go boom, have it fall down.
I can't believe we're talking about this. The bases are loaded, and you're sitting here talking about dropping the mic.
Yeah. So there are two outs now?
I thought there was just one out.
Wait a minute. Yeah, this dude come up. He got out. No, the bases are loaded with one out, I think.
Right.
Because this guy fouled it off.
So 3-2 the count now, and the next pitch popped up. Left field coming in and making the catch is the left fielder, John Thatt, and there are two outs.
Oh, it's just too easy. It's too ripe for the comedy.
What is?
Thatt came out of left field.
Dave.
Oh, come on. His name is John Thatt. Where do you think I was going?
Well, that's a good point.
Couldn't they put him in right field? You know he's going to get mocked. You're going to have a guy named that in left field? I mean, really? Really?
There's a base hit. One run's going to score. Everyone else is going to be held, and it's a one-run game. So the Centaurs are now down by a run.
Yeah, they are.
That's good to know. So the final batter here.
How do you know he's the final batter? You're always like, ooh, ominous.
I know things, Dave. I know things.
Wow, you sound so spooky.
Yes. The final batter here.
Don't say that. You're spooking people out. Remember last week?
Yeah, I remember. Your conspiracy theories.
Yeah, how do you know it's the last batter?
Because I fast-forwarded into the future. You can do that in this alternate dimension.
And you found out he's the very last batter.
Yep, that's what it is. He's going to ground out to second base.
Oh, Bagman over here getting real deep and spooky. It's not going to happen. He's going to hit a home run.
So the batter now, 2-2 the count to the batter. Did we mention his name?
I don't know. He doesn't need mentioning again. Since he's going to get out.
And here's the pitch. Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Ground ball to second.
Oh, no.
I ran out of words. The game's over.
Wait, you ran out of words, Bagman?
Anyway, the final score.
I'm so embarrassed. You predicted the future, then you messed it up.
The batter, or the end of the game, that's it. Let's send it back to Daniel in the studios. Sorry about that.
Okay. Well, that will do it for baseball in whatever time zone in this alternate reality Wednesday. The final score, the War Beast 6 and the Centaurs 5. That's all the time we have for today on baseball in whatever time zone. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to Lancer Radio Network, Pasadena Campus Sound, streaming live at www.lanceradionetwork.org.
Lancer Radio Network. LancerRadioNetwork.org.